said, beware, man. Cross the desert's fair, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I'll travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love you.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again.
It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
All we want to do is pop you up.
I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on the night. We'll be working on and doing all the wrong things.
Right. That's right.
Finally Friday.
Free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
It's finally Friday.
I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and make the good times roll.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We're naked. Is that okay? Stop that. You go blind.
It's wet, but it stretches.
It's huge!
Holy pussy, get a pellet.
You're a big problem, let's go!
I'll be hurting with my head in a vice. Tuesday, I'll be wondering if I'll ever survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be raising up my motor again.
Did do it.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday.
That is unbelievable, man.
Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie, get a pill.
That's right.
It's Friday.
That's right.
All right, here we are, and welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the 31st of March, and it's a Friday, and you know what that means. Sorry we missed Wednesday. We had, Amy and I had a long night Wednesday night. We were working on a house over here, and they said, well, that's what we do in our spare time. I told you about this when we started Paragon Services. Started running around here working for some of these realtors, doing little odds and ends of stuff. It's a lot of fun, and doing pretty well with it. And they said, well, there's a leak over here that needs fixed. And I said, okay, well, I figured it's a water leak. Well, it was not a water leak. It was a sewer leak, and we didn't like it. And when I got it uncovered, it was more than a sewer, it was a big sewer leak. So then when I got more of it uncovered, there were two sewer leaks in the same thing. So anyway, it took a while. We got home at about 9:30, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 9:30 Pacific time. So we decided that that was a long enough day. We decided to just let our radio show just kind of go by the wayside. So apologize for that. We'll try to make up for it tonight. Remember our new schedule. First off, let me see here if we have sound. I haven't seen anybody say anything yet. So let me see the show of hands here and find out what we got going on here. Let's see that. Okay, looks like, all right, 5x5. Everybody jumped out there. Okay, good deal. Okay, I've got a few things I'm going to throw in here throughout the course of the evening. A few things to talk about that we should have talked about Wednesday and didn't have time, or actually we didn't have time because we weren't here. That's why we didn't have time. So I'll get with you here in a little bit. Let me set the mood here and get started with what we came here to do, and then I'll break in here a little bit and share some stuff with you. So, all right, glad everybody made it in here. Good to see everybody in the chat room there. I'll be shortly back.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. 'Cause so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. Cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on you. She once thought that love wasn't just a game. Her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart with my alibis and lying eyes and all the best lies. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet she knows how to make her own alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through.
Been so blue, don't know what come over you.
You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is all true. Give me alibis. Tell me you love me and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I Cowboy.
you got a Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yes, you taught me how to say I just don't care.
Let's take Let's take a little break there for just a minute. Let me see if I can get this thing running right. Still have problems with some of this, so stand by just one sec. All right, sorry about the dead air there. All right. You know, this was an interesting thing, and a lot of you have heard of the Anarchist Cookbook. It's a great book, a lot of neat stuff in there. Much of it, depending on how you use it, is illegal, but it's good reading anyway, just for informational purposes. And it's a little known fact that the guy that wrote that book died, I believe, last July, 66 years old, and that was news to me. I hadn't heard about it. But they said that the guy was 19 years old when he started working on this stuff. He started working on studying military manuals and stuff and writing his own guide for a revolution for people to learn this kind of stuff. He started doing this in 1969. A couple years later, the book was published, The Anarchist Cookbook, and eventually sold over 2 million copies. In 76, he converted to Christianity and started working on removing the book from circulation. Now, I'm not sure, I haven't read everything in the book. I've seen it and thumbed through it and read, parts and pieces here and there. But I'm not sure what the correlation is there between Christianity and the Anarchist Cookbook. Maybe just the fact that he's promoting revolution in the book and decided as a Christian he wasn't supposed to do that. I don't know. Excuse me. But he never had a copyright to that and was unsuccessful in trying to get it removed. So he saw a lot of criminal study in the book. Matter of fact, buying the book in and of itself will get you under a microscope. But say he watched as several criminals over a period of time there studied the book and used the information in there to murder people. And in that book there, he said every man in a guerrilla band should have as part of his basic equipment a handgun. And then he'd go on to explain how to convert a shotgun into a grenade launcher and how to build silencers and all this kind of stuff. So a lot of things in there that if you use it, that you can certainly get in trouble. There's many felony-related things in there. But as far as just using it for information purposes, not a thing in the world wrong with it. And they're available on Amazon. They're not terribly expensive. It might... this story just came out today about him dying in July. They said it was pretty low key, pretty quiet, and another film, I guess, that had come out here. The documentary called The American Anarchist. And the fact of William Powell's death came out at the end of that film. And that's the first time that a whole lot of people had heard about it. So I don't know how long the book will remain at a reasonable price. But it may remain at a reasonable price forever. A lot of people copied it since there was no copyright on it. To find one actually written by him... may be a little bit more difficult than one of the many copies out there. And there's one copy called, with this by the same name, that a guy has taken and cleaned up a whole lot of stuff out of it, which is going to kind of take away from what the book was written for to start with. But there's four chapters to the book: drugs, electronics, sabotage. Drugs, electronics, sabotage, and surveillance, natural, non-lethal, and lethal weapons, and explosives and booby traps. Okay, it's drugs, electronics, sabotage, and surveillance, natural, non-lethal, and lethal weapons, and explosives and booby traps. There it is. That's the four. So, missing something?
I have a copy of that book somewhere.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. That's
I
first.
Thought that
was from
Virginia.
No. How about that? Okay, let me get back on track here. The guy said in his book, or he wrote in 2013, we're talking about his, he said his motivation at the time was simple. This is explaining why he set out to write the book. He said, I was being actively pursued by the U.S. military, who seemed single-mindedly determined to send me to fight and possibly die in Vietnam. He wrote that his anger towards the U.S. government blinded him into believing that violence can be used to prevent violence. If the real people of America, the silent majority, are going to survive, they must educate themselves. That is the purpose of this book that he wrote in the beginning, in the foreword. He said, almost all the recipes are dangerous. This book is not for children or morons. It makes sense. Several high-profile mass murderers are said to have used Powell's book to carry out their acts. In 1976, a Croatian internationalist hijacked a TWA flight using fake bombs. He left a real bomb at the Grand Central Terminal in New York, however, and a police officer was killed trying to disarm it. He told investigators he found the instructions for that bomb in the Anarchist Cookbook. Oklahoma City bomber read the book, so did Eric Harris, which was the guy, the air mastermind behind the Columbine High School deal. Police found the book in a safe at a family home of Jared Lee. That was Jared Lee, was the guy that, or Jared Loftner, Jared Lee Loftner. That's the guy that shot the, shot all those people up in Tucson, including Gabrielle Giffords. Anyway, he said, I don't know the influence the book may have had on the thinking of perpetrators of these attacks, but I cannot imagine that it was positive. The controlled publication of the cookbook serves no purpose other than a commercial one for the publisher. It should quickly and quietly go out of print. When the FBI inevitably investigated Powell, they found no evidence that he'd attempted to make any of the explosives in the cookbook. In 1979, he moved overseas and spent nearly four decades teaching children with learning challenges in Asia and Africa. In 2013, he and his wife published Becoming an Emotionally Intelligent Teacher. He's survived by his wife, his two sons, four grandchildren, a brother, and his mother. Thought that was kind of interesting. So, all right, let's move on here with bigger and better things. Huh?
Well, I was getting kind of tired of her in the chatter. Nothing I could say ever seemed to matter. So I took a little drive just to clear my head. I saw a flashing neon up ahead. It looked like a place to find some satisfaction, with a little less talk and a lot more action. I paid the man at the door and pushed my way to the bar. Shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar. Drunk on the stew, tried to mess with my head, but I didn't even listen to a word he said. I knew somewhere amid all this distraction was a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action. Yes,
is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about
without leaving a number. She said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got. If you're calling about the car, I sold it. If this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe what kind of man would hang on that long. What kind of love that must be. She waited 3 days and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard three rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. I should listen to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin? I still love you. I still love you. I'm over.
telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I said, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time. But I'll be awake for heaven.
Hey.
right, there's, I got to tell you a little story here. Let me double check. Maybe, yeah, it looks like everything's still working. This was a story just came out today. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I was looking through some stuff while that song was playing. And I swear for the life of me, this one just amazes me. The you remember what are these names on here? Hassan, Nadal Hassan, the guy that shot all them people at Fort Hood. Well, he's decided he's going on a hunger strike. Okay. And I'm not sure what is going through his mind to believe that anybody really cares. I really wondered about it. I mean, I would be fine with him starving to death. Says you're going to get down to a total body weight of 99 pounds. And the commanding general of Fort Hood said that said he will not be dismissed by the U.S. Army until he is executed. So he'll be dismissed in a box as far as he's concerned. However, they're saying, he says the sentence is approved, and except for that portion of the sentence pertaining to a dismissal from the service and being put to death, will be executed. His civilian attorney told Fox News they're looking at a very lengthy appeal. What kind of an attorney would represent this guy to start with? I mean, this is, you know, lots of people saw him do it. There is no, I don't even know why they bother. I know everybody's got a right to a trial. I believe that, and I think it's a good thing. But in this case, you know, I think, let him starve. You know, when he gets down to 99 pounds, to quit bringing food completely. So this was your idea. So they're looking at a very lengthy appellate process, initially via the military appellate courts, then on to the Supreme Court, and thereafter through the tangled web of federal courts. And here it is, some of these guys that he shot, like Staff Sergeant Sean Manning, are still fighting, trying to get benefits, combat-related benefits, for his injury. He was shot, six times. And he has a lot of problems, a lot of surgeries, a lot of stuff going on because of it. So, let's see, the 2009 massacre finally ended when he was shot by a civilian police officer, Kimberly Munley. Hassan, now partially paralyzed, is one of six inmates on military death row at Fort Leavenworth. Okay. Then they just go ahead and do it already. Why even waste the electricity for the light in his cell? I mean, he's been convicted. He's on death row. So, adios. Hasta lumbago, buddy. That's all I got to say. Millions and millions of dollars been wasted on this, on trials and all this stuff because of him. But, well, it's one of those things, I reckon.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. I said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in,
What do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth, but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Me a new tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. Oh, ah, and it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. But why can't every day be just this
I'm many days and a dozen times ago. I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you would run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. There's some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? We drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he loved me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes.
This day is good. lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered more. Yes, that older women know just how to please a man. Everybody seems to love those younger women from 18 on up to 25. I love them too, but I'm telling you, learning how to really love takes a little time. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man. So baby, don't you worry about growing older. Those young girls ain't got nothing on you. 'Cause it takes a living to get good at giving. And giving love is just where you could teach them a thing or two. Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women, they understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
Under the smile of a saint. All he's good for is getting in trouble, shifting his share of the blame. And some people swear he's my double, and some even say we're the same. The silver-tongued devil and I. Like all the fair maidens who laid down beside him, she knew in her heart that he'd lied. Nothing that I could have said could have saved. She tried, 'cause she'll offer her charms to the darkness and danger of something that she's never known, and open her arms at the smile of the stranger who loves her. And you know he's a devil. He's everything that I ain't. Hiding intentions of evil under the smile of the saint. All he's good for is getting in trouble and shifting his shadow. The silver-tongued devil and I. On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces for a taste of your whiskey. I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving, knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in his sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count them. When the deal's done, you got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up. Never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough.
Dear, it seems that fighting is all we do. Just a girl I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail a little blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, 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 and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
Through. Hey, pass me
seen that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
day. Little brother, he was taken away. Sister, she married a soldier and lives in Toledo. And me, I'm in a Nashville bar. And I've never been so far from that old gravel road and the rivers that run through my memory. Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, brother, can I hear you calling me? Rocky Mountain music fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music, papa, can I hear you playing for me? It'll just get you down. You let life get to you. Cause everybody said something, none of it's true. Well, I just don't care when them times get hard. Cause I got everything I need right out in my yard. Well, I love my truck. Well, she's right outside. Much luck, but I sure got a ride. It don't matter who lived, it don't matter who lied. I got my truck right by my side. You got Sally and you got Sue. I got a Chevrolet. She takes me home after work. Don't ever miss a day. She don't care what I am. She don't care what I ain't. But she ain't no cheap pickup haul. She just needs a couple coats of paint. I love my truck. It's right outside. I ain't got much love, but I sure got a ride. Don't matter who lives. Don't matter who lied, I've got my truck right by my side. Yeah. She don't care if I don't work a lick. She'll start every time if the joke don't stick. I know that she will never doubt me. Oh, she never leaves home without me. See, I love my truck. It's right outside. I ain't got much love, but I sure got a ride. Don't matter who lived, don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. My truck right by my side. Yeah. I've got my truck right by my side.
Okay, I'm getting better at that. I think I've got just about got it down where I can get the music that I like and get tuned back in here in a reasonable amount of time. So it sounds good. All right, well, that's it for Liberty Lounge for this week. I hope you guys will join me again next week. And also Monday, you know, for those of you that haven't heard, our new format, at least until the time changes again, for you people, not for me, Amy will be on with me Monday nights instead of Friday. And Monday She'll be on as long as she wants to, as long as she, you know, we've got a lot of stuff going on, and it's hard for her to get on. And I told y'all this a couple of times last week, and I'll keep reminding you here another time or two. But Amy will be on. She may or may not do her full show, but she'll do whatever she would like to do, and then I'll take over from there. So she'll be a regular fixture here on the shooting bench on Mondays with Living Way Out Here, starting at 8 o'clock Pacific time. Also, Monday nights are going to be a two-hour night. So because Amy's going to be with us for however long she wants, we're going to go ahead and stretch it out Mondays from 8 to 10 Pacific. Wednesday will still be an hour. Generally gun stuff, but not guaranteed. We're trying, but there's just so many things going on. And Friday, of course, Liberty Lounge. We'll throw in a little interesting news and comments and stuff during that time. So, with all of that being said, I think we'll get out of here. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday with Amy. Good night.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on Internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying.
And please join Miss Amy every Friday evening just before Liberty Lounge from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 11 Eastern. Thanks for joining us, and good night.
I broke her heart so many times. Had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing.